Where you put your mind matters. Ellen Langer has spent her career examining how our mind affects not only our life, but our body, our physiology. As a young researcher, she spent time devising what has become a famous experiment where she took a group of men in their 70s and 80s to an abandoned monastery, decorated the monastery in the decor of their youth, ran a battery of tests on them, created a baseline of where their health was, and then introduced them to their home for a week, where she said to them, "I want you to live like you did when you were a young man. Whatever you did then, do now." And the music and the food and the decor all resembled what they had known as young men. You can imagine what happened after a week of flag football and other activities that these men had not done in years. Their health markers changed for the positive. In fact, one researcher said to Ellen Langer, "I don't know how to say this, but I feel like one of the men's fingers grew longer while here." And they looked at each other and she said, "What?" And after some exploration and examination, what they realized was the man's arthritis started to release in his fingers and his hands became straight again. Where we put our mind matters. How we perceive the world matters. In another experiment, Langer took the traditional eye chart, you know, the one with the big E at the top, and then the numbers get smaller, the letters get smaller as you go down the chart. She took that and flipped it over so that the smallest letters were at the top and the biggest letters at the bottom. And she said that everyone that took the test with the new eye chart did better. And when asked why she thought that was the case, here was her response. "The old chart says, just by the way it's configured, you are about to not be able to see. But the new chart says, hang in there, you're about to be able to see." Brilliant. Instead of putting the big letters at the top, which suggests you're about to not be able to see, so you might as well just give in to it, she put the big letters at the bottom, which suggested to people, hang in there, you're about to be able to see much better. And they did. Where do you put your mind? Do you have positive, optimistic, hopeful perceptions for the future? Not Pollyannish, not rose-colored, but optimistic and hopeful. Do you believe in your future? Where you put your mind today matters. So, try this today. Just notice where your mind goes, where your thoughts go, where you place them. And just ask this question. Is my mind, are my perceptions helping me create a better future?